And I only have a couple of quick announcements. Also wanted to add Inez Foster, Patrick Foster's wife, to the prayer list. She had a minor surgery yesterday. She was supposed to have had the surgery and went home. However, they admitted her, so she texted me bright and early this morning. So if we can be praying her strength, hopefully they'll let her go home today. And again, that's Inez Foster. And just to review a couple of the
Deanna, you didn't get my prayer request?
I'm not done.
Okay.
No, I didn't get. Was it on the app, Rosanna?
No, because I couldn't scroll either, and I already talked
really?
To Erica about that. So I put it through the website.
Okay. Yeah, no, I haven't gotten them. I probably will get it tomorrow. You want to go ahead and say it?
Well, my test is today, so I have an econ test
okay.
today, so I'm asking for prayer.
Okay. Got it. Okay, so real quick review for those that are in the lineup to pray. Prayer request from Diane for Marie Reed and family who
yeah.
lost their daughter. Yes.
The little boy's name is Jake.
Jake.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, again, prayer request from Diane for Marie Reed and family who lost their daughter, Karen. So if we can be praying for the Reed family. Also, a prayer for Juliet. She's having issues with her, we color folks call it sugar. But I'm believing God for total healing, but Juliet, there's some work you're going to have to do. The herbs are cool, but something else is going to have to be put in place as well. So I'm real particular about that. Lost a couple of people to not handling their diabetes effectively. So that's a little bit touchy for me, so we need to talk about that. Maybe we should. Is Renee on the line? Not Arlika Renee. Other Renee. I didn't hear her this morning. Okay.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Let's talk today about putting together another fit challenge.
Okay.
Offline. Okay. Okay. All right. I'm sorry, say it again. What'd you say, Renee? Nothing? Okay.
No, I didn't say anything.
Oh,
I said we could talk.
Okay. Okay, cool beans. And then Erica submitted, and this may be a repeat. Erica, you guys have no idea how hard that girl works behind the scenes. We've been having some challenges with how the prayer requests are coming in. So she's asking for steady work for Will. Also, just want to review bubbly requested prayer just for the spirit of suicide, especially amongst our teenagers. My prayer would be that they find a safe place to talk. Amen, a safe place to talk. We want to keep Cheryl Girl and her son Kevin lifted up in prayer with regard to the custody issue, Rick for traveling grace, Carolyn for her deposition today, and Brother Dan requested prayer for his family as well as the DV family. Super quick announcement with regard to the glamour shot. If there are, just because the appointments are going rather quickly, if you're interested in taking some family photos, and again, it's a $30 sitting fee that includes however many people you want to bring it. There is no limit. So if you want to do family portraits or you and your mom or sibling portraits, please do let me know. And that is on 3/27. That's going to be the Thursday right before the Declare Victory Bowling Party. Please don't forget to jump online. The payments are due by the 22nd. So we still have a few more days, but the payments are due by the 22nd so that we can make sure we're able to pay for everything upright. Amen. And a prayer request for Misty. And she's, let's see. Her legs are really, really bothering her due to an accident that she had in January. So just for healing for Misty, And also a prayer request from Christina Tahir for healing for the Tahir family, Nancy Martin, Joseph, Erica, and Christina. That would be it. Did I hear Tiffy? Tiff, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, thank you. All right, so we're going to go right into the lineup this morning. The beautiful Miss Vanna White will jumpstart us. That's Miss Sabrina Cross. Will get us jumpstarted with the scripture. Right after that, you'll hear the continuation of the story that Tan started yesterday and then took us to a cliff and left us standing there. Amen. I'm excited to hear the rest of that. Did I hear Patty this morning?
Yes,
amen.
You heard me. Start,
okay. Will you be able to pray, or is that going to be cutting it close?
Yeah, I'll try. I'll go ahead. I'll pray.
Okay. So the first prayer warrior you will hear will be the lovely Miss Pretty Patty. Right after that, you'll hear the voice of Tiffy. And then, Eric, are you going to be positioned to pray, or should I do something different?
No, I'm good.
Awesome. Okay, and finally, we'll hear that voice of the radical Miss Denise, otherwise known as Nala, close us out. And just FYI, going forward, the prayer lineup will always be in the victory room, and it'll have the entire week's lineup. So if everyone can check the lineup, if there's an issue with you praying so I don't have to check while we're going into the prayer call for your availability, if it's going to be an issue or a struggle, and mind you, it won't let me tag you more than one time. So please make sure you take a look at it so that on the day that you're scheduled to pray that we have you there. Amen? Amen. All right, so that'll pretty much do it. If everyone could please place your phones on mute. Real quick before we get started, were there any new callers at all today? Any new callers? Amen. All right, place your phones on mute. Uh-oh, I'm sorry.
Dion, can you tell me again when I pray? Do I open or?
Right after Tanya.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right, let's get it.
Good morning. I will be reading from Ephesians, the third chapter, verses 20 through 21. Now unto him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine, according to his power that is already at work within us. To him be glory in the church and in Jesus Christ throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. I pass the call.
Thank you, Vanna. That Ephesians 3 and 20 is my absolute favorite scripture. It speaks volume to me. I can never, as vivid as I try to be, and I should be, as creative as I try to be with thinking about and picturing in my mind, you know, how I see my life or how I see God blessing me, I can never, ever imagine what he's able to do. But that doesn't mean I shouldn't try. I just love that scripture. It really, really speaks to me. Thank you so much, Paula, for your eloquent. We had two eloquent ladies on first thing this morning. I don't know about that, Dion. You know, she just thought. No, I'm kidding. I love Dion. Yesterday's declaration. Y'all ready for some more? I know I left you guys hanging on the cliff with this question. What do these examples have in common? Y'all ready for the answer? You didn't think I was going to give it to you that quick, did you? You know, I got to stretch it out a little bit further. So before we get to the answer, it's probably a good idea to briefly recap some of the points we discovered. Aberdeen held her ground, or should I say kept her seat, when the high yellow girls in her classroom tried to give her shade because of her seating choice. But she told them what they could do with their shade without saying a word. You see, her body language said that and some. Lastly, she would be more prompt than she usually is, but she had a terrible habit of piddling around the house, tending to items that weren't a priority. The bottom line is that she is habitually late, no matter how she tried to excuse it. Lamar and Shelby were really in love with each other, but it seemed like Lamar's love was much deeper than Shelby's. They had an amazing time at the 49er versus Raiders game until the obnoxious people with seats in front of them showed up at halftime. Lamar was ready to speak up, but just as he was about to open his mouth, the arena usher said it all for him. Lastly, Shelby said yes, but not right now, when Lamar proposed to her 9 months ago. Do you hear what? 9 months ago? She still got the man waiting? Are you kidding me? Honey, is you high? You've been high for the last 9 months. It was as if she was putting him off for every reason but a valid one. He loved her, but didn't understand why she wouldn't commit, which is the operative word. Shelby was afraid of commitment because of past hurt, and she had revealed those. She had not revealed those deep, dark hurts to him because of fear. She knew Lamar was a good man. There was no question about it. He was a dream come true. He was an Ephesians 3:20 kind of dude, because he was far more than she could ever have imagined. But the thought of marriage and settling down terrified her, though it's something she longed for. Talk about an oxymoron. She knew time was running out, and if she didn't get her mind right real soon, it might be too late. It was time out for excuses. Tabitha missed Sunday morning worship and the church functions far more than she would admit, but the church hurt she experienced got the best of her at just the right time. She was vulnerable at the perfect time, and self and the enemy used that vulnerability to knock her out of the game. She realized she overreacted, but pride stood between her and going back to the church, or any church for that matter. Is that retarded? But that's exactly what will happen to us if we're not watchful. I believe that's why the scripture says that we must watch, or my favorite book, we must watch as well as pray. We can't keep our head buried in the sand of prayer. We got to do more than that. Watching is working. Yeah, it is. Watching is working. So we got to do both. She is like many people, always casting blame on others as the excuse, rather than taking ownership of the role they played or the role she played in whatever the drama was. 3 years is a long time to blame others and never once turn the searchlight inward. But God has a way of sending the help we need even when we don't verbally ask for it. Alice was Tabitha's life raft, and she recognized it not long after Alice showed up. She knew almost instantly that there was something different about Alice, not by her clothes or her speech, but the confidence that oozed from her, literally from her pores, was like nothing she had experienced. How could Alice be that confident in her relationship with God? See, Tabitha had shut down spiritually, but Alice brought out the best in her. And she was willing to let her guard down, but only with Alice. Quiet as is kept, Tabitha's issue was the religiosity she subjected herself to, and what she started to adopt, and that freaked her out. She was so religious, she got on her own nerves. But it was what was accepted in her church culture. Expected, not accepted. It was what was expected. That's a little bit of a tongue twister. the people, the church culture that she came, they expected you to be judgmental. They just didn't call it that. They expected people to be religious because they felt that that made you saveder. I made that word up. I made that phrase up, saveder than everybody else. And that was their, they wanted to do every, outdo each other with being saved and being religious. It had nothing to do with being saved. It had everything to do with being religious. But anyway, you get my message. You get my point. See, with the culture where she was, if you didn't use the religious vernacular, you were judged and criticized as being carnal or worldly or half-saved, and you needed to repent and go on a fast and go to the altar until you cast those demons out. That lifestyle was the exact opposite of who she was as a person, and when she tried to express those feelings, she was ignored. She was talked down to. She was criticized. So out of frustration, along with some other things, she left the church vowing never to return because it was phony to her. It was, for her, it was hypocritical to act like she was somebody that she wasn't. Tabitha tried to blame others for her spiritual instability, but the bottom line was that she needed to own it, hook, line, and anchor. Here's a Tanya, not Tanya moment for you all. Listen to me. We all listen. Are you listening? Stop. Get off Facebook. Stop. Get your keys. Get your hands off. Pow, pow, pow. I'm giving you a pow, pow like Rivonda did. I need you to listen. If you're brushing your teeth, stop right now. No, I'm kidding. We all play a role in the drama that surfaces in our lives. Even the stuff that we necessarily, not necessarily created. We all have a role to play. For example, how we handle the drama, if we play into it, ignore it, address it head on, etc. We all have a role to play. You cannot live your life, especially as grown up adults that show up every morning. You cannot blame other people for your misery. You can't. They don't control your emotions. You do. Even if you're in a controlling relationship, there are certain things that people cannot control. You can give it away, but at the end of the day, it's yours. Some people use the drama of their as an advantage by taking on the role of the victim to the 10th power, while others use the drama as the fuel needed to propel them past the ugliness. Yeah, that's something. That's a Selah moment right there. So let's have a Selah. I know I'm almost out of time, but Selah, 3 seconds. Let's move on to Todd. Todd was a trip. He about drove his wife Lily crazy sometimes with his attention to detail. She was neat, but not to the degree of Todd, and every now and then she was intentionally messy to create friction and balance. On those occasions, it was Todd who felt like he was going to go crazy. He had a place for everything, and everything had a place, which explained why he was so neat and organized. It took no effort at all to organize the groceries as he loaded his cart. Trying to shop any other way would have made him break out in hives, literally. I have to admit, he was definitely an expert at organization, you know, even his groceries. But there was one small problem. His alleged foolproof shopping experience had a flaw. He never created a list, and 99% of the time, either forgot items or overbought. Are Todd's OCD tendencies a big deal? Not really, but they could be if he doesn't create some type of balance in his life soon. OCDers tend to forget that the rest of the world doesn't think or act like them. And if they become judgmental towards others based upon their clean, tidy, narrow window, life could become a huge mess, pun intended. So are you ready for the question? Here we go again. What do these examples have in common? No, that's not it. You're close, but that's not it. Yeah, you got it. That's it. They are all full of excuses, and justifiably so, at least in their mind. How? Well, Aberdeen is consistently late, not because of her inability to wake up on time. her issues are much deeper than that, one of which is that she doesn't respect time. That's why she can be late the way that she is. Shelby is terrified of commitment based on her past experiences. But what's sad is that she realizes she could lose the love of her life if she doesn't get her mind right. Tabitha wants to rekindle her relationship with God, but she's afraid of becoming something she isn't, a religious prude. Todd is just in complete denial. But here's a deeper question. What do the examples all really have in common? Now, I know we just stated the obvious, and my declaration was move your butt out the way. But that's not the answer. That's only part of the answer. The commonality that you probably overlooked is really quite simple. They all showed their butt. I know you're probably thinking I should use more tact, right? Well, I beg to differ, because you may have misunderstood the heart of my question. The butt I'm referring to is the same as Aberdeen, Shelby, Tabitha, and Todd. Again, it's their excuses. What is your butt stopping you from achieving? Talk is cheap. Why are you still talking about it? Listen, I'm way out of time. We're going to have to cover this in the love, life, and victory portion of the call. But I'm getting ready to pass the call off to Betty. Excuse me, to Precious Patty. So here's the question as we go into prayer. What does your butt look like? I'm passing a call off to Patty.
Good morning, Father. We come to you, Lord, and I just thank you for this morning. I thank you for Paula, who greeted us so eloquently. I thank you for Tiffany, who read the scripture, Father God, and Tanya, who once again did her thing on the declaration, Father. I just thank you for all of the prayer warriors who are in the lineup this morning. Father God, I ask that you pour into them, Father, while they're praying, Lord God, or throughout the day, Father. Father, I just want to thank you for all of the victory people online this morning, Father. Thank you for waking us up this morning, Lord, and giving us another opportunity to do it again. To try to get it right, Father. And I thank you for that, Father. I thank you also, Lord God, for each one of the, for each prayer request that was made. I got some of them, but not all of them. And one of the prayer requests I'd like to pray for is the little Jake, Lord God. That touched my heart. Father, at such a young age. And I pray right now, Lord God, that you would bring comfort to the family. You would bring peace to the family, Father God. During this time, I'm not exactly sure how to pray for him, but I just want to give his family to you, Lord. And I ask that you would be with them right now as we're praying for him. Whatever he's doing, whatever his mom's doing, I pray that you would give them an extra touch this morning, Father God. And I also lift up Rosanna to you, who has an economics test this morning, Father. I pray that you would give her the all of the knowledge that you've given to her, that she'd be able to utilize it, that you would give her all of the memorization that she needs. Father, I thank you that she is continuing her education. I thank you that she's so consistent in asking for prayer for her classes, Lord God, and I know that you see her heart, Lord, so I just lift her up to you, Lord God. I know that there were a lot of other requests, and at this time I can't remember them all, but I just like to pray for each one of our churches that we stand for, the pastoral team that's in the church, Lord God. I lift them up to you, Lord God. I pray that you would be with their families, Lord, that you would cover each family that's a part of the pastoral team. And I just pray, Lord God, that you would keep their household together, Lord, as they do their things this afternoon or this morning, Father. I pray that you would give each one of us a safe trip and journey as we travel down the highways to either dropping off people for work or school or whatever the assignment is for us today, Lord. I thank you that you would be with us, Lord, and that you would give us safe travel. Father, I also pray as I go to the meeting this morning with Talia's school that your will would be done, whatever your will is in this situation. Maybe it's time for her to leave the school. I'm not sure what your will is, but, Lord, I'm willing to accept it, and I ask that her mom would be able to accept whatever the will is also. And, Father, I just pray for my little granddaughter. She's such a joy to my heart, and I'm so sad that she's so sad. But I just lift her up, and I ask that I should do that. You would give me whatever I need to be able to encourage her and keep her encouraged, Lord God. And I thank you for all of the young kids that are on the line, Lord. It's such a blessing to hear the dedication, whether or not their parents wake them up or not. They're still dedicated to come and pray for themselves and their schooling, Lord God. So I just pray as they lift their request to you, Lord God, they've made it known to you and that the desires of their heart would be fulfilled, Lord. I also pray for the gay movement that's going on throughout the, I guess, some of the school districts. I'm kind of out of the loop in that area. I don't know if that's happening here. But I pray for that, Lord, right now. And I ask, Lord God, that you would stand in that, that you would stand in where you need to be standing, that you would be shown the way that you would need to be shown, Lord God, whether it's through one of the advocates that brought it up twice. I heard it yesterday and again this morning. So I just pray for whatever is going on in that area, Lord, that you would shut it down. That you would shut it down right now in the name of Jesus, Father. And I thank you as I pass the call on to the next prayer warrior, Lord. Thank you for this day. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Oh, Heavenly Father, gracious Lord, we just come to you, Father God, one more day, Father God, thanking you, Heavenly Father, for this day, Father God, for this gift of life that you have blessed us with to see, Father God. We just bless your holy name, Father God. We just come before you, your presence with thanksgiving, Father God. Thanking you for last night's lying down, Father God. Thank you for your protection. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for waking us up, Father God. And dear Lord, if there's anything in our hearts, Father God, any sin, Father God, we just pray, Father God, that you remove it and forgive us, Father God, that you will create in us a clean heart and a renewed mind and a renewed spirit, Father God. Dear Lord, your children have come to you, Father God, with prayer requests, Father God, and we're just lifting up those requests to you on this morning, Father God, just trusting and believing, Father God, that you hear us, Father God, and that you will answer, Father God, and that you will come through for us, Heavenly Father. Dear Lord, we're just praying, Father God, for individuals, Father God, who are battling illness, Father God. Praying, Heavenly Father, for the young child, Father God, who is battling cancer, Father God. We just pray, Heavenly Father, that you will give his body rest and comfort, Father God, that you will comfort his family, Father God, and strengthen them, Father God, as they go through this process, Heavenly Father. Dear Lord, we just pray for Brother Dan and his family, Father God. You know the situation, Father God, and we know in due time, Father God, that you're going to show up and show out, Father God, and heal, Heavenly Father. We're praying for Miss D, Father God, that you will strengthen her legs, Father God. Dear Lord, we're just praying for every family member who requested prayer, Father God, that you will just do a mighty thing in their lives, Father God, for those who are going for testing, Father God, that you will sharpen their mind, Father God, that you will bring back what they studied to remembrance, Father God. Dear Lord, we're just praying for the Reed family, Father God. Dear Lord, we're praying for the teen, Father God, who committed suicide, Father God. We're just praying and asking, Father God, that you will just protect our kids, Father God. Protect their minds, Father God. Help us as parents and as guardians and grandparents, that we will help them, Father God, to know you, Lord, Father God, to know that there is an alternate way, Father God, than to take their own lives, Heavenly Father. Dear Lord, I'm just praying and lifting every person on this call and every family member that's represented, Father God, every child, Father God, that's represented on this call, Father God. I just pray, Heavenly Father, that you would just do a mighty thing in our lives, Father God. Dear Lord, we all have circumstances. We all have issues that we're dealing with, Father God. And dear Lord, life is not easy, Heavenly Father, but we're just praying and touching and agreeing, Father God, that through it all, we know that you have our backs, Father God. We know that you are going to work it out, Father God. And yes, it gets hard. It gets difficult, Father God, but help us to keep our eyes and our minds and our hearts focused and stayed on you, Father God, to live above our circumstances, Father God. Dear Lord, I just thank you for each and every person on this phone call. Thank you for the greeting this morning, for the scripture. Thank you, Kenya, for the declaration, Father God. Just praying for you and your family and your household, Father God. Praying for Patty, Father God, that you will be with her today, dear God, as she goes to the meetings, Father God, for her and her child, Heavenly Father. I pray for those who are going after me in prayer, Father God, that you would just lift them up, Father God, that you will bless their household in a mighty way, Father God, that every need will be met, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you will create, that you will make miracles happen in the lives of your people, Father God. We thank you for your healing, for your restoration, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, for life, that you blessed us to see this day, Father God, and a second chance, Father God. We just thank you, Heavenly Father, that you haven't given up on us, Father God. And we just pray, Father God, that we will go out today and show your love to a dying world, Father God, that we will come across someone who doesn't know you, Father God, who is not saved, Father God, that we will touch something in their hearts, that we will speak something to them, Father God, that they will bring their soul to Christ, Father God. Dear Lord, we just thank you and we just love you, Father God. I'm just praying for each and every person on this phone call, Father God. We thank you and we love you. As I pass the call, and this is my prayer in your precious Son, Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, God.
Oh, Lord, my God, how excellent are your works, Lord, in all the land and heaven and earth, Lord. We thank you today, Lord, for the greatest blessings that you give us and that you give us every day, and that is life. And along with that life, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the gift. We thank you for the purpose, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we can come to you, Lord, in a personal relationship, that we come to you individually as well as collectively, Lord. Though you are the creator of all things, preserver of light and life, Lord, even though that you have made us fearfully and wonderfully, Lord, that you desire a relationship with us, Lord, that you desire that we come to you and we talk to you, even though you are all powerful, that we can come before you humbly and boldly. Lord, I ask right now, Lord, that you search my heart, Lord, and my minds, my thoughts, the secret places, Lord. And, Lord, I ask, Lord, that if anything that is in my heart, Lord, any iniquity, Lord, I ask you to forgive me and to cleanse me with your precious and powerful blood, Lord. As I go to stand in the gap, Lord, for those on the line, Lord, I lift up my family, the child of my loins as well as the children of my heart, and I call them by name, Latrice and Patrice, Kirsten, Kaya, Tristan, and Cedric, Lord. I ask, Lord, that where they're at right now, Lord, that you bless them, that you protect them, Lord. Lord, that you place your loving arms around them, Lord, and see them safely through this day, Lord. I thank you for each and every one of them, Lord. I ask, Lord, that you prosper them in everything that they do. Lord, I lift up the families today, Lord, of Sister Dee Dee and Brother Dan. Lord, I ask, Lord, that you give them strength in their time of need right now, Lord, that you minister to them. Lord, I lift up the families of the Reeds. Lord, I lift up the family of Sister Tyre, the Tyre family, Lord. Lord, you know what they're going through. Lord, you know the pain and the suffering, Lord, and that you are able to take that, Lord, because in your word you said that you bottle our tears, Lord. And, Lord, that you're always here with us, Lord, on hand, Lord, to give us the comfort and the strength and the peace that we need. Peace is the path of all understanding, Lord. So we call upon you today, Lord, to look and to bless those families, Lord. Lord, as Patty goes for the school district, Lord, I ask, Lord, that she receives favor. Lord, and that everything works out according to your will. Heavenly Father, Lord, I ask, Lord, that you look upon the youth for today, Lord. We know, we understand, Lord, that in your word that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But you have come that we make life and life more abundantly. So, Lord, I declare life, abundant life, Lord, upon the youth for today, Lord. Lord, I ask for strength to that family right now that is grieving that 15-year-old, Lord, who decided to take their life. Lord, I ask, Lord, that whatever child, Lord, that is at the end of the rope, Lord, that is struggling with despair and hopelessness, Lord, that thinks that life cannot go on, Lord, that you would send somebody in their pathway, Lord, a loved one, Lord, a counselor, Lord, a friend, Lord, to stop them from taking their lives, Lord. Bring it to their mind, Lord, that where there is life, there is hope, Lord. And where there is hope, there is you, Lord. Lord, I ask, Lord, that the youth today, Lord, they have so much more, Lord, that they're bombarded by so many things, Lord, that in my generation, Lord, we didn't even have to deal with, Lord, but they deal with it now. So, Lord, I ask, Lord, that you be that tower that they can run through, Lord, that you be that barrier, Lord, that between them and the enemy that seeks to take them out, Lord. Lord, I ask, Lord, for Susie's husband that you speed him safely towards Emeryville. Lord, for Sister Carolyn, Lord, as she goes before the judge, Lord, I ask, Lord, that you season her speech, Lord, with grace, so that she may know how to provide the answer, Lord, and let her know that she is your ambassador. And, Lord, guard her mouth, Lord, and let your Holy Spirit, Lord, direct her speech. Lord, for the child that is suffering, Jake. Lord, the prognosis is fatal, Lord, but we know that it's not up to man, that you are the great physician, Lord. So we do not declare that right now. So, Lord, we place you in we place him in your arm, Lord, and we ask for complete healing and deliverance from that cancer. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for taking Sister Foster through the surgery. And, Lord, we ask, Lord, that you for continued healing, Lord, when as she gets out the hospital. Lord, we're praying total healing for her. And we thank you for sparing her life, Lord. For Sister Roseanne, Lord, we ask you to bring into her remembrance every fact, every bit of information that she has studied for this test. Lord, we thank you already for her passing with flying colors, according to your will, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to touch my wife today, Lord. Lord, I know that you can move her from that diabetes, Lord. Lord, I ask you, Lord, to touch her mind, Lord, so that she may be able to have a right diet, Lord, a right attitude, Lord. We do not claim diabetes. We do not claim it. Lord, will we claim total healing in the name of Jesus. I ask you to cover her with your blood. Lord, for Sister Erica, Lord, we ask for steady employment for Will, claiming your word, your promises that David said, Lord, that he was young and now he is old, but in all of his days he has never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. We are children of the King. And, Lord, we know, according to your word, that you own 1,000 cattle on 1,000 hills and that you're with us, Lord, that you provide for us daily. And so, Lord, we thank you for giving him employment. Lord, for my nephew, Kevin, Lord, I ask you, Lord, that in between his family and his mother and his father, Lord, that you bring peace and comfort to his mind. Lord, I ask, Lord, that that issue be resolved. Lord, I ask you to touch the heart of his father, Lord. Bring him to the Lord today, Lord. Let that be peace, Lord, in that family. Let that family be joined together in love, and that everything will come out all right according to your will. Lord, I ask you right now to touch Miss D. Lord, you can take away all the pain. You have taken away all the pain. Lord, we ask for healing in her legs right now, Lord. We know that you can do anything above and beyond anything that we can even think or imagine, Lord, that there is nothing too hard for you, that you are a God who can do anything but fail. And so, Lord, we thank you for healing for her. Lord, we thank you on this thankful Thursday, Lord. We thank you for the trials, Lord, that cause us to call out your name and depend on you. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity, Lord, to go into battle as soldiers with the outcome already decided. Lord, we thank you for the work that you have set before us, Lord. And we ask, Lord, that you give us the strength, the courage, and the desire to do that work. to sow that seed, to labor in your vineyard, Lord, to prepare your kingdom, Lord, until the day you come to take us back home. And as we gather together on the sea of glass, Lord, we will praise your name and the crowns that you have graciously given, we will cast them at your feet. And in all things, Lord, we give you the honor, the praise, and the glory you so richly deserve. And all these requests, all these entreaties, Lord, I place humbly before your throne. And I ask that they be granted according to your will. And in Matthew's name, in Jesus' name, we pray as I pass the call. Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord God. God, we thank you, God, for raising us up on this morning, Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are all-knowing, all-seeing, God. So, God, before we even ask you for anything on this morning, Lord God, God, we come to you, Father God, asking that you forgive us of any sin that we've committed, Father God, both knowingly and unknowingly, Lord God, that you would wash us, Father God, that you would purify us, Lord God, that you would clean us up, God, so that we could come to you with clean hands and a pure heart on this morning, Lord God, because, God, we know that if we come to you dirty, Lord God, that you don't even hear our prayers. So, God, we want to make sure that the airways, God, are clear. So, God, we pray that you would forgive us now in the name of Jesus. God, we repent from any wrongdoing that we've done, Father God, anything that we've done, Father God, that we've said, Father God, any look that we've given, Lord God, any bad body language that we've put off, Lord God. God, we just ask that you would forgive us now, Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are a forgiving God. God, we thank you that you are a God of second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth chances, Lord God. So, God, we glorify your name on today. God, we magnify you for who you are, Lord God, for what you've done in our lives, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that the weapons are not carnal, Father God, but that we have been given power to cast them down in the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you that we can put on the full armor of God. Therefore, we can stand against the wiles of the enemy, Lord God. God, and I thank you that although the enemy may come in, Father God, you said that you would raise up a standard on our behalf, God. So, God, we bless your name that we are covered by the Almighty, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can call upon your word, Father God, and that you would answer prayers, Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, that we can hear your still voice, Father God, and another that we will not follow. God, I thank you for every prayer that has gone up before me, Lord God, for the prayer warriors who have called out the names on this morning, Lord God. God, that I don't even have to go back through them, Lord God. But God, I just come to you thanking you, Lord God, for hearing and answering prayers, Lord God. God, I thank you that you've already dispatched your angels, Lord God, to watch guard over us, Lord God. God, I thank you that as the prayer requests began to go up, Lord God, that your angels were ascending and descending, Lord God. God, and I thank you, Lord God, that you've given us power to tread upon serpents, Lord God. And God, I understand that we must bind the strong man first, Lord God, before we can bind and loose anything on earth, Lord God. So, God, I thank you, Lord God, that you've given us power, Lord God, to tread upon serpents, Lord God, and that you've given us power, Lord God, to lay hands on the sick, Lord God, and that they shall recover all, Lord God. God, and I thank you that you've given us power over every devil, every demon, Lord God. So, Satan, the Lord God rebukes you. You have no power. You have no authority over God's children. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I bind you and all your demonic friends. I come up against the spirit of jealousy. I come up against the spirit of pride. I come up against the spirit of rebellion. I come up against the spirit of suicide. I come up against the spirit of murder. I come up against the spirit of pharmakia. I come up against the spirit of alcoholism. I come up against the spirit of rejection. I come up against the spirit of procrastination. I come up against any spirit that is against the will of God for God's people. And I bind them now in the name of Jesus. And I call them and I cast them into a dark, dry place, never to return again, just as God spoke to the tree and the tree withered. God, I thank you, Lord God, for the power that you've invested on the inside of me, God. For greater is he that's in me, Lord God, than he that is in the world. God, I thank you, Lord God, that we are not weak vessels, Lord God, but that we are mighty, Lord God, through the pulling down of strongholds, Lord God. God, I thank you, Lord God, that you've not given us a spirit of fear, Lord God, but of love and of a sound mind, Lord God. So, God, I thank you, Lord God, that we are not moved, Lord God, by the situations and circumstances, Lord God, that try to plague our lives, God. But, God, I thank you, Lord God, that we can speak to a thing, Lord God, and that we have the power to make sure that it ceases exactly where it is, Lord God. God, I call out to you on this morning, Lord God, little Jake on today, Lord God, who is dealing with tubular cirrhosis, Lord God. And God, I understand the diagnosis, God, but you are the master physician, Lord God. God, you hold his life in the palm of your hands. God, you created him, and I understand that from dust he was born, Lord God, and for dust he shall die, Lord God. But God, I trust you, Lord God, that even in the bleak diagnosis, God, you can turn that situation around, God, because you are a master healer, God. You are the ultimate physician, Lord God. You are the ultimate medicine, Lord God. God, you are the person that could dry it up, God. You are the person that can turn the situation around, God. You could dump it upside on his head. So, God, we trust you, God, to do your will in this matter, Lord God. God, I thank you that the angels, even now, Lord God, are by his bedside, Lord God, and they are interceding on his behalf, Lord God. God, I thank you that even as his mother, Lord God, has gotten the diagnosis of cancer, Lord God, God, you can already dry that up. God, we've seen it before, and God, you are no respecter of person, Lord God. So what you've done for one, Lord God, I know that you'll do for another, Lord God. So, God, we already give you praise in advance, Lord God. God, we glorify your name, God, for what we're getting ready to see, God, because eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, nor has it entered into the hearts of men, Lord God, the things that you have laid up for us, Lord God. So, God, I thank you that there is healing laid up, God. I thank you, Lord God, that there is deliverance, God, that has already been laid up, God. I thank you, Lord God, that there has been restoration laid up, Lord God. God, I thank you, Lord God, that there is love already laid up for us, Lord God. God, I thank you, Lord God, that there is long-suffering, Lord God, the attributes of who you are. God, I thank you for your long-suffering, Lord God. God, I thank you for the agape kind of love, God, that you continue to show us day in and day out, God, when we're not even worthy of it. God, we bless your name on today, God, because there is none greater than you in all the earth, Lord God. God, some of us have tried everything, Lord God. God, and it wasn't until we tried you, Lord God, that we understood that you are greatest of them all, Lord God. God, great and mighty are your works, Lord God. Great and mighty are your hands, Lord God. So, God, we thank you, God, that you hung the stars and the sun in the sky, Lord God. God, we thank you that you've given us another opportunity to yet breathe on another day, Lord God. God, we thank you that you've given us another opportunity to get our lives together, Lord God. God, and we don't take that for granted on today. God, I thank you that you've kept us from jumping off the cliff, Lord God, when we wanted to take our own lives, God. God, I thank you, Lord God, that you are taking us out of the realm of procrastination, Lord God, to the spirit of right now spirit, Lord God, that we would do things now, God, that we wouldn't put off tomorrow, Lord God, what we can accomplish on today, Lord God. God, I thank you, Lord God, that you are rearranging our finances, Lord God, that you are teaching us how to be great stewards, Lord God, and God, that we are giving until the kingdom, God, so that kingdom business can be taken care of, Lord God, so that the vision could be carried out, Lord God. And God, we know that the harvest is plentiful, Lord God, but the laborers are few. So, God, we call in the laborers on today, Lord God, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, Lord God, so that the vision can be carried out to the end, God. I bless your name on today, Lord God. God, for every child that is attached to this phone call, Lord God, God, I plead the blood of Jesus over their lives, God, that no weapon formed against them would prosper, Lord God. God, and that every tongue that rises against them would be condemned and proven to be in the wrong. Lord, I thank you that you've already dispatched your angels to watch guard over them, Lord God. God, and I thank you, Lord God, that you are shielding them, Lord God, from every bullet that, Lord God, that would try to take out their lives, Lord God. God, from every ill word that's been spoken over them, Lord God, from every bully, Lord God. God, from every situation, Lord God. God, I thank you that you are in the midst of it, Lord God. God, I thank you that we shall not have to bury another one of our own, Lord God, but that they shall live and not die, Lord God, and that they shall live 70, God, long years, Lord God, according to your word. God, I thank you, Lord God, that you have purpose for them, Lord God. God, and I thank you that the enemy shall not come to steal, kill, steal, and destroy them, Lord God. But, God, that you've come to give them life, Lord God, and life more abundantly. So, God, I plead the blood of Jesus over their lives, God, that they shall live an abundant life, Lord God, that they shall see their children and their children's children, Lord God, and that they shall leave an inheritance, Lord God. For greater is he that's in them, Lord God, than he that is in the world, Lord God. God, and I thank you that they can do all things through Christ, Lord God, because of the strength and the power that you've invested on the inside of them, Lord God. God, I thank you that they are victorious, Lord God. God, I thank you that they are overcomers, Lord God. God, I thank you that they are more than conquerors, Lord God. God, I thank you, Lord Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord God, that they understand their value, Lord God, that they understand their worth, Lord God. God, and I thank you that we can speak purpose and destiny into their lives, Lord God. God, and I thank you, Lord God, that the lines of communication between mother and daughter, Father God, and between father and son, Lord God, is restored now in the name of Jesus, God. God, I declare and decree, Lord God, restoration and reconciliation now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, I ask that you would straighten every crooked path, Lord God. God, and where the enemy has tried to cause division, Lord God, God, I speak peace now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. No longer, Lord God, will there be division amongst us, Lord God, but God, I speak unity, love in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, and for every marriage, Lord God, I declare and decree, Lord God, that there is wholeness, Lord God, that there is unity, Lord God, that there is love, Lord God. God, and I thank you, Lord God, that we understand our vows, Lord God. God, and that we stick to them, Lord God, that we don't try to make a way of escape, Lord God, where there is none, Lord God. But God, we understand that you said, till death do us part, in sickness and in health, Lord God, in good times and in bad times, Lord God. God, when we're broke, Lord God, and when we have finances, God. God, when we get on each other's nerves, Lord God. God, when we have that love-hate relationship, Lord God. God, let us understand the words that we spoke and that we didn't just make them to each other, Lord God, but God, you were sitting right there in the midst. So, God, I thank you that a three-cord strand is not easily broken on today, Lord God. God, and I thank you, and I understand, God, it is not about me, but it is about the covenant relationship, God, the triune connection, Lord God, that we've made with you, Lord Jesus. God, I just, today, God, is a different day for me, God, because I feel the weight, God, and I feel the heaviness that some of us are sitting under, Lord God. So, God, we just go after you, Lord God, like never before, God, telling you that we love you, God, telling you that we understand, God, that the greater, that greater days are ahead of us, God. And as we take our phones off from you, God, we just want to love on you. Because, God, every day you love on us, God. God, we love you, God. We love you, God, with all that we are, Lord God. God, we love you with all that we have, Lord God. God, we love you even through our situations and circumstances, Lord God. God, we love you, Lord God, when we don't understand our tomorrow, Lord God. God, we love you, Lord God, when we don't understand our right now, Lord God. God, we love you, Lord God, when we don't even know where our next food is coming from, Lord God. God, we love you and trust you, Lord God, when we don't even understand what our tomorrow looks like, Lord God. God, we love you and trust you, Lord God, with our lives, God, with our jobs, God, with our finances, God. God, with every situation that we sit under, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
God, we cast our cares upon you, God, because you care for us, Lord God. God, we thank you that you gave your only begotten Son to die on the cross for us, Lord God. So, God, who are we that you are even mindful of us, Lord God, that you would lay down your life and die for us, God. God, we love you, Lord Jesus. God, we love you, Lord God. We trust you, Jesus. God, we trust you to turn our situations around, God. God, we trust you to turn our circumstances around, God. God, we trust you, Lord God, that finances will be greater, Lord God. God, we trust you, Lord God, that relationship, God, will be renewed, Lord God. We trust you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
God, we love you, Lord God. God, we will obey you, Lord God. We will obey you, Lord God. God, no longer, Lord God, will we take what we hear, Lord God, and dismiss it, Lord God.
She's doing the work, God.
God, we thank you, Lord God, that we will study to show ourselves approved, Lord God. God, we trust you, God, on this day, God.
And that she begins to exercise, hallelujah, and that her body lines.
the Lord Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, that it has changed her diet. It has changed the way that she thinks about
me. Almighty God,
in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I pray for Miss Barbara.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God.
Already done, Lord God, and for all that you will continue to do throughout our day, Lord God. I thank you for every single sound that was made on this call today, God. We are blessed to have you, to love us and to care for us, for your concern, unsolicited, God. Be so careful this day to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all of the praise. And it's in Jesus' matchless name we pray. Amen. And God, we thank you. There may be one that didn't have an opportunity to say good morning. Hello?
Good morning, it's Pretty Patrice.
Good morning, it's Ty.
Hey, Pretty Patrice. Hey, bye.
Good morning,
baby. Good morning, it's Jay.
Hey, LeJay, good morning.
Good morning, it's Barbara.
Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning,
it's
Rafaya.
Hey,
Rafaya.
I'm driving, so she was yelling from the third seat.
Hey, little girl.
Riel said hey.
Rafaya.
Hi, Riel. Hi, Asaya.
Good morning, it's Bridget.
Hey, Bridget. Good morning.
Good morning,
good morning, Mr. Solomon.
Hi, Solomon. Good morning.
Miss Anthony.
Hey, Anthony. Good morning.
Hey, Anthony.
Good morning. Good
Good morning,
Tiffany. Hey, good morning.
Hey, Tiffany.
Good morning, this is Maya.
Good morning.
Who was that?
Good morning, this is Maya. How's your day?
That's my niece, you guys. I thought I was
good
on the prayer
morning.
Line.
Good,
good morning, it's Nigel.
Good morning,
hey,
Nigel.
Good morning.
Good morning, it's Bridget.
Hey, Bridget, good morning.
Good morning,
morning.
Cindy.
Hey,
good
morning,
Cindy,
Cindy
girl. Good morning.
Hey, Cindy.
Good morning, it's Michelle.
Hey,
good morning,
Michelle. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, it's Quinn.
Hey, Quinn,
good
morning.
Good morning,
it's
Juliet.
Good morning,
hey,
Juliet.
Good morning.
Hey, wifey.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. I'm still waiting on Ruth so I can eat.
What?
Anybody else?
Good morning, it's Catherine.
Hey, Catherine, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank
I got
you,
the best announcement in the whole world. Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, Sarge, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, it's me, Mary.
Good
hey,
morning,
me, Mary Whisperer.
Good morning.
Good morning, this is Kwame.
Hey,
morning,
Kwame, good morning.
Good morning, it's Gail.
Hey,
Gail.
Good
morning,
Gail.
Gail.
Good morning. Good
morning.
Uh-oh.
I have a praise report.
Okay, so I got the best announcement in the whole world first, Eric. I was first. Me.
Lady
today
first.
Is my grandmother's 95th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
Holly,
the best announcement in the world, Lenny.
Hootie hoo.
Hootie
hoo.
I can't wait to see her.
I'm going to need you to call us when you go see Granny so we can say happy birthday to Granny.
I'm gonna record singing happy birthday to her. I gotta go between appointments, but I'm absolutely going to go kiss her face, honey, because I'm too excited.
95.
Okay, well, can you press record? Can you record right quick so we can all sing? You can't do it on a separate device.
I can't do
right
it
quick.
On. Okay. I can't do it on a separate device. It's okay. She won't be able to hear it anyway, honey. I have to put her whole hearing aid in the machine for her to hear.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Okay, Brother Eric, go ahead with yours.
Okay, you know, we fasted yesterday, even though y'all ain't helped me out on my poverty fast, but that's all right. But I specifically fasted for my daughter, Kaya, and I just wanted to say she had went up for her second interview. She got a call right after we got off the call. Well, and during that time, and she's got a third interview. So thank you, thank God, praise
God.
Man.
All I want to know is can we get a hookup for all these prayers we've been praying for her? Can we get a hookup on car rental? That's what I want to know.
Oh yeah. You know what I'm saying? Y'all kick me off something. You know, I hook y'all.
You're always looking for a hustle, Eric.
It's for the deacon's fund. Okay, that's all.
I also want to lift up my daughter Elizabeth's praise report. I had asked for prayer for Elizabeth. This is Gwen, and she is doing so much better. So I just praise God for that. And
praise God, Gwen. We've been praying for. Yes.
Thank you.
God is good.
Yes, he is.
Anybody else?
I have something.
Go ahead.
I just want to know if Mama feels like something.
Huh? We can't hear you.
I said Mama feels like don't eat no more.
You know what? Well, honey, Petey.
Mama, feel like no itch no more.
Ooh, we.
Deliverance. I need you to be delivered.
Thank you, Lord God.
What y'all know about them lamb chops?
Right. Now, we're in the book of lambs.
In the book of Lambs.
Yeah.
Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. Hallelujah.
Well, I want to know what y'all butt look like. That was
right.
Horrible. What does your butt look like?
Mm-hmm. My butt looked like procrastination.
Come on.
Pimp called procrastination. Good morning.
Yes.
Anybody else got a butt description?
Procrastination too.
Well, who else got a butt description?
This is Diane. Mine look like time management.
Time management.
Yeah.
Diane's butt is time management. Mm-hmm. Anybody else got a butt descriptive? Let's get them all out there now, because we got some butt descriptives now. It's not all just procrastination.
I got a tattoo on my butt. It says, "Why do something?"
You know what?
The tattoo says, why do something today when I can put it off tomorrow or the next?
That's that pimp situation that keeps going on.
Mm-hmm. Mine is this rewind button. I want to
replay, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Keep playing stuff
button.
Over and over in your head. Mm-hmm.
Mine is a lack of discipline.
Lack of discipline. Or that would probably be self-control.
Yeah.
Yeah? Good. That sound right?
Yeah, that sounds all right. That sounds better.
Uh-oh. Anybody else?
Good morning. This is Rhoda. I would go back to school, but I don't have enough money right now.
Hear me, but. That's what your butt look like? But
that's my butt. My butt is broke.
But you don't have enough money.
Uh-huh.
Right. What was the scripture today?
He can do exceedingly abundantly above all.
Who can do it?
He can.
But you don't have enough money.
Oh, God.
Anybody else got a butt?
Besides my butt is codependency.
That's deep. Who you depend on? I'm codependent too. My dependency is on a wall, Sonny. Okay, who else?
It's Julia.
I got one. Mine's pretty simple though. I was just gonna say my mine is soft because I'm hard headed. You know what they say, a hard head makes a soft.
A soft butt, so you got a soft butt. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So you know. Extremely, extremely hard-headed.
A lack of commitment.
So God is continually spanking me because of my hard-headedness, as I learned throughout
right.
my life.
That's
awesome.
I got the biggest butt tattoo on the line.
What you were saying, Sarge?
The inability to make the effort to do the work.
Do the work.
Mm-hmm. Lack of commitment.
I was just gonna say somebody just said lack of commitment. So that might be it.
Amen.
Lack of commitment.
Yeah,
I
roll with that.
What's that?
I roll with that.
Did you get your own tattoo out? Who was the female voice that said lack of commitment? Hold on, Eric. Who was that said lack of commitment?
Leger.
Okay. That's a good one. Lack of commitment. Y'all know I got a D on my Spanish test. I need y'all to know I was sitting at the table making flashcards, honey, because I'm going to speak Spanish here before it's all said and done. Mm-hmm. I ain't playing. I ain't making a whole bunch of excuses. Sí, hola. Pregunta una más cuestiones para mí, por favor.
No comprende.
Habla uno poquito.
She said something got some questions for me.
Yeah.
Mine is no patience.
No patience.
So we getting on your nerves out right now.
A little, no. I'm just playing, y'all.
Mine is so busy helping everybody else, I can't help myself.
You're hiding. You're hiding behind the help. You know what's funny is that I was asked a question yesterday. What do you want? What do you? And I was so busy talking about things that I wanted for everybody else. I completely overlooked the question about me, because the question was, what do you want right now? What do you want? Do you know it? Do you know it took me about 20 minutes? Literally, I like my brain was on overload. What do I want? I had to sit down. I put my hands in my head, my head in my hands, as I pondered, what do I want? Sometimes our butt is feeling like we don't deserve anything other than what we have because of all the crap that we've done in our lives. Sometimes that's a really, really big butt. You know, they talk about big butt Judy. Mm-mm. This is the big butt right here.
Unworthiness.
That's good.
Yep.
That's good.
Ooh.
That's good.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, that's a good place to sit right there. Sit on your
real
butt.
Quick. I was just going to say, real quick, Tan, we cover our butt up with those the symptoms of unworth. So the time for procrastination is tied right to unworth. Lack of commitment is tied to unworth. What were some of the other ones?
Helping others.
Yeah. Self-serving, codependency.
Self-control.
Yeah, lack of self-control, all that stuff. Okay, we got heck of background noise. If you're not talking right this second, mute for me. Because if we can get to the core or the root of the matter, if we can get to the source, we can correct the other stuff. Because for real, like for me, to get a D on a paper, y'all know I love to win, if you didn't know that. I love to win. And so to get a D on the paper not only made me mad, but I was shamed. Right? But I couldn't blame it on anything other than, I think Gail said, poor time management. And it's not that I don't know who, it was somebody that said poor time management. But it really ain't even poor time management. It was lack of prioritizing, because I could have done it. When you've not gone to school for 25 years, see, there went an excuse. This is just me making an excuse, right? When you've not gone to school for 25 years, you have to learn how to study again. You know, so go ahead, Tim. Just wanted to say that.
Well, definitely the lesson, I mean, it blessed me too, because I procrastinate. Did you hear me say that? I kind of stutter. I procrastinate, and I'll wait till the last minute because I do things really good at the last minute. But I should use that same energy, and I try. Like, I don't just sit in procrastination. And then I probably sound like I'm making excuses. I got a lot, I'm juggling a lot of hats, and I'm trying to get some order so that I won't be this is a really chaotic season for me in my life because of the purpose that I need to accomplish. But it's good. Things are starting to come together. But for my own personal stuff, I find myself waiting till the last minute. And I made a commitment to myself that I wasn't going to do that. And so anyway, I don't want to make this call about me, but I know without a shadow of a doubt we could identify with the characters that I use. But rather than talk about them, I want to talk about us a little bit more. So someone identified time management and codependencies, and so it was easy for you to identify those things. The next question would be, what work are you willing to do to get past that? Because it's one thing to identify something and just sit there and stay there. And that's your choice. You could do that if you want. But do you like your butt well enough to stay there?
Hi,
is the question.
Hi, Tammy. This is Deborah Yvonne.
Hey,
Deborah. I would just like to share that last night the Lord was speaking with me, and he actually showed me that a lot of my overeating is the root cause of it is from being angry, of some deep down anger that I had in me from years ago. Even when I was a kid, he was bringing things back up to me, and that was just like a wow moment for me. So now, since I have identified it, the Lord is going to help me with the steps to work through it, to get it all the way out. Because since I know now the connection, because I never knew before, now I'm really going to put in the armor and the work to get that completely healing, to let the Lord completely heal me. Thank you.
That's big, Deborah. Thank you for being that transparent to share that. Because would you say, let me ask you a clarifying question. Would you say that when you begin to eat, are you eating consciously or self-consciously? I mean, like, I know you go to the cat, you're not having an out-of-body experience. That's not what I mean. But, like, is it just out of habit? Oh, my God, I'm feeling this way. Let me go get something to eat to stuff it.
I what it is that my anger is connected to my emotions. So what it is that when my emotions is out of hand, it goes okay. Hand in hand with my eating, but the root is from anger, some okay. type of anger that I harbored.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Anybody else have an aha about, like, why about your butt? Not just that you identified it, but, like, maybe even today you didn't even realize you had a butt issue. And now you do. We need some good old balm for that, good old salve for it. It's the word of God. Anybody else realize you had a butt issue? Come on, we don't all expose our butts, so you might as well go on and expose yours.
Well,
hey, Tan. Okay, who's that? I heard two people. Who said, hey, Tan? That was a female.
Bubbly.
And I heard a man. Bubbly, and then who was the next person?
That's Brother Jeff. Carolyn.
Okay, and Carolyn. Okay, go ahead, Bubbly.
My butt, my big butt, is inconsistency.
Thank you for that. Brother Jeff.
And now that I have clearly identified my butt as being a lack of commitment, I need to figure out how to overcome that lack of commitment. What would be the process for me to overcome that and move forward? Because when you stated, what do I want? I know what I want. I want to be an effective witness for my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And, you know, by me being a 12-stepper, they talk about giving back in order to keep what you have. And in order to do that, you have to study. And so if I have a lack of commitment to study and know God's word in order to, you know, minister to somebody, that's a problem. So, and it's like, it's not you, Jeff, that's you know, was doing the watering or whatever, but it's the Holy Spirit. But yet, I must do the work. I must do some work in order for me to be effective. So I that's my challenge now, to overcome the lack of commitment.
Thank you for sharing that. Sister, was it Carolyn, I think?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Carolyn. Go ahead, Carolyn.
Thank you. I heard so much. Saul would say time management, procrastination, mindless eating. But the big but is I'm tired. My husband, I'm just so tired of this. And I'm nowhere called to not to be weary and well-doing. But I'm just so tired.
Well, just keep, I would encourage you to keep showing up. That's part of the work. Just picking up the phone and dialing the number. If you got it on speed dial, keep showing up, because I believe that you'll hear something that will give you a little bit more strength. And while you're in this, you want to be really, really careful in that tired state, because self and the enemy can really launch an attack so much larger or bigger than you anticipated, because you don't have that your weapon up, your weapons up. And so you want to be really, really watchful. There are two scriptures or two passages that came to mind as we were ending the prayer. One of them is in Galatians 5:7, and this is, both of them are from the New Living Translation. One says, "You are running a good race. Who cut in on you to keep you from obeying the truth?" And so while some of the things that were, some of the buts that we're talking about, the King James Version, I love the way it says it, who hindered you along the way? Who did? Who did that? Who hindered you along the way? So what happens is that we need to armor back up. We have a mind check. Examine yourself. What's going on? Identify what is this challenge? Where did it come from? So you know how to launch that, what weapon to use, so you can launch a full-out attack. The other passage says, "For we wanted to come to you, certainly I, Paul, did, again and again, but Satan blocked our way." That's 1 Thessalonians 2:18. Some of the buts we don't cause. Some of the buts we don't cause. Because it was a trap, it was a snare that Satan literally blocked. He blocked our way, literally. God allowed him to block our way. And so now as we stand there, having done all to do is stand therefore, sometimes we're not able to move. We can't go to the right, we can't go to the left. Going backwards is not an option. We can't climb over it. We can't climb under it. But sometimes we just have to stand flat-footed on the Word of God until deliverance comes. Remember last week, I think it was, I used that scripture text about Daniel, how he had prayed, and God heard his prayer immediately. But the angel that was assigned to give him the answer literally was in a fight in the atmosphere with the enemy, and he had to call for help. Michael, one of the archangels, came to help him fight. Michael took over the battle while the other angel came to deliver the answer to Daniel. So some of this stuff literally is spiritual. Yeah. When we've done everything, like, look, one of the very first things, and then I'll stop and I'll ask a question, but when I come under attack, one of the very first things I ask is, "God, did I do something?" I examine myself immediately. That has become a practice for I don't know how many years now. If there's something that I've caused, I got to put my big girl panties on, and I need to admit I was wrong in that particular thing. Please forgive me, or whatever I need to do to try to correct it. If I cannot find where I created the error, where I was wrong, I'm like, "Okay, God, how do we fight this? What do I need to do? I need your help. I need your direction." And I don't always get it right. Sometimes I don't get it quite right. I don't quite do it in that order. Sometimes I'll start to go, "Well, why is this happening to me?" Listen here, put your big girl panties on. That is not the question to be asking. The question to be asking right now is, I know that's not proper English, but the question that I should be asking right now is, what tools do I need to use to combat this attack? Because I can't just keep getting slapped upside the head. Not literally, figuratively. Did that bring up anything for anybody?
Man, this is Rhonda.
Yes, ma'am.
On yesterday, I had the daunting task of trying to really get some help for a situation that I'm dealing with. And I had to call and see why I was never compensated, because I was a victim of a crime. And the state of California took care of the perpetrator. He was able to get glasses and get his teeth done, and they housed him for 7 years, and he didn't have to worry about a thing while I was outside, and never really was able to get a door open for some help. And it just so happened, yesterday I had to fight. I really had to fight for my life, and then while on the phone, I ran into so many walls of people who, you know, couldn't help me, and then the statute of limitations and all of that. And it really, it put me in a fight on yesterday. And I couldn't war by myself, so I had to call a sister to really pray for me. And finally I did, was able to get some help. And after I told the person what was going on, he said, "I understand. Can I tell you?" It was so good to hear somebody say that they understood. And even though yesterday, you know, me being in a fight for my life, because only people only see the symptoms. They only see the symptoms. They don't know the matter. And it was a big deal. And I've been in this matter for 8 years and finally got some help. You know, so like I said, my replay button is dismantled. dismantled this morning. So thank you for this morning's declaration. It was a blessing.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I thought I heard somebody else trying to speak just when Rhonda started. Was I wrong? Okay.
Go ahead. This is Catherine.
Oh, hi, Catherine.
Hi. I'm just happy you said the last statement before Rhonda came on, but you were talking about some things are just a spiritual attack. Yes,
mm-hmm.
I have had to go through a spiritual attack, but the thing about it is God is always, he will never have you ignorant concerning the devil's devices. So once I learned that God sees all, he knows all, then I stopped trying to consult people about, you know, where I'm at, you know what I mean, and what I'm going through, because I know that we all have an enemy, and it's the enemy, the enemy of Christ. And so I think my butt, is that I had stopped leaning toward consulting men and anything.
Catherine, we can't hear you. I don't know if you reshifted your phone.
Yeah. Can you hear me now or no?
You're breaking up, and you sound like you've moved the phone away from your mouth.
Okay. Can you hear me okay now?
No. It's barely above a whisper.
What about now? I took it off.
Now I can. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, I was saying my butt is basically about, you know, when you just went through the series of trust and everything. Well, and I was talking about trusting people, because I just realized that people sometimes, you know, God said we lean to our own understanding. So they'll see you in a situation and we'll try to analyze what somebody's going through. And really it's a spiritual battle. And sometimes we just have to lean toward God. And but being on the call, I realized that we still do need one another. We need to agree together in prayer. We need prayer warriors to pray us through. So that has been my butt. It was one time it was fear, and then it was distrust in others. But now God is just, through this victory call, God is showing me piece by piece and helping me to get through it. So I'm thankful today. And just thank God for, from the time I've been on here, it's been more than 10 months, and my life is changing, and, you know, just spiritually as well as physically. So I just thank you today for your declaration and your encouraging words, okay?
Amen. Glad that's big for you, Carolyn. And Catherine, thank you for sharing. And you know, just this scripture popped in my head. I was getting ready to look it up right quick, but it's just forsake not the assembling of ourselves. And so we do need each other. We do need each other. It's for the camaraderie and what have you. Not for people to try to solve our problems, or whatever. But just being able to be in a position to hear others and get a different outlook. Was there someone else I was trying to speak to, or was I hearing things? Okay, Nisi.
I wasn't trying to speak, but as Catherine began to speak, and she said that sometimes our battles are with the enemy, but sometimes we have to stop and understand that our battles are the inner me. You know, because sometimes we fight within ourselves, and it's us that is keeping us at our butt. That place of being afraid, that place of unsurety, that place of uncharted territory. What is it going to look like if I take that step? What is it going to feel like if I say yes to that? So it's sometimes it's us that we wrestle with and not just the enemy.
And I think that's where that Galatians 5:7 comes in. You are running a good race. Who cut in on you to keep you from obeying the truth? A good spot for that one. I want to talk about some of the. Go ahead.
Yes, this is Dale. I think I am my biggest hindrance because I want to take control of things instead of getting out the way and letting God take control. I'm learning now.
Let's go a little bit deeper because you're not the only one. You know, you are not the only one. I wonder if the taking over and taking control has to do with, for some reason, the word pride keeps coming up, and I don't know why. Does that make sense? Because you think you can handle it because you think you can handle it, not just you per se, Gail, but I'm even asking me this question. Is it because you think you can do a better job or because we want to be seen as being independent? God, you got other things to do, so let me go on and help you out. What is that about?
Maybe because I think it would go back to my abandonment issue that I'm trying to help other people. Mainly mine is helping other people. And I'm trying to help them so maybe their life will be better or I don't have to really deal with the pain that's in mine. Now, this is just coming to me now. Maybe that's it. If I'm helping other people and concentrating on other people, and then I don't have to really concentrate on, you know, what's going on with me.
Right. And that kind of makes sense because you're able to mask it. You're able to – it's another way of stuffing instead of eating. You know, all your attention is diverted or redirected to somebody else, you don't have no time to focus on yourself. It's not
right,
that it's bad to help. Not that
right.
I love helping people.
Mm-hmm.
I do. It's just who I am. But, you know, as a result of that, I don't focus on me enough. And I think that also comes from us. Like I felt when this question was posed to me yesterday, I felt like I was being selfish. But the question was directed at me. What do you want? Anyway, I just kind of went on. Was there somebody else who wanted to speak? I heard some background noise that maybe you took yourself off mute because you wanted to say something.
Yeah, this is a.
Okay, so I heard two. Hold on. I think did I hear Miss D?
Yes, I'm awaiting the queue because I'm driving, but I'm here.
Okay. I heard, and then it was Brother Eric. And did I hear somebody else? Okay, so look, Brother Eric, you go first since Miss D is driving.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute, and then, okay, so go ahead, Brother Eric, and then Carolyn and MSD.
I know for me, just piggyback on what Sister Claire said, growing up in the church, I realized and understood at an early age that God had gave me a lot of gifts. And so for me, it was a mixture of pride, and it also was a desire to prove myself, because as a child, I had always been complimented, but at the same time, I was aware that my grandmother, because she was divorced, and we grew up in a Pentecostal church, and she was a one that says, just because, you know, I'm in Pentecostal church, I'm not going to dress like, you know, in sackcloth, you know, that she dressed very nice, she carried herself. But because she had that stigma of divorce, we were kind of looked at kind of down. And the people didn't understand, you know, why I could do the things that I did coming from a family that I came from. So for me, it was that mixture of you know, wanting to prove myself, you know, saying that me and my grandmother, we were worthy to be in that church, we were worthy to do that. And also, as I grew older, too, it was pride, too. I was very arrogant. Very arrogant when I was younger, and so I felt like because I had all these gifts, I didn't have to wait on God. I would pray, and then I would just go ahead on and do it anyway, and would justify that, you know, God gave me all these gifts and that He wants me to do, go ahead and do that instead of waiting for an answer.
Thank you, Brother Eric. Thank you for that, Sister Carolyn. I think
yes. I just wanted to say, thought I was done saying, but I heard that, I guess, Sister Dale, I don't know. But in terms of helping others, I've been off for so many months on medical leave, but that has given me time to be like, oh, wow, there's no distraction. Because I'm a case manager, Alameda County Psychiatric. All I do is help people. And I feel so incomplete because I'm not helping people. But I'm able to see it's a whole lot that I need to be focused on. So keep praying for me. Thank you.
You know, Carolyn, let me just encourage you in this. Sometimes there are many, many times God uses all kinds of things to get our example. And so while you're in this uncomfortable state, don't run from it. I'm going to encourage you to embrace it because there's a lesson that you need to get. Or maybe there are a couple of lessons that you need. Just keep doing the work. Keep showing up for yourself, not necessarily on the call, but showing up for life. Don't allow this state that you're in to overwhelm you and make you depressed. Today, you have a completely different sound. You have a completely different sound today. So I want you to pay attention to that sound and where you are so that you can get back up.
Thank you.
I say it in love, okay? Misty, you ready to talk or you want us to come back?
Yes, I hope you can hear me okay. My biggest but was avoidance of taking responsibility for my own personal life. And I'm better today because over the years I've had some time and some life lessons that came up around self-examination, like you mentioned earlier. And that's because of the work I've been doing for many, many years. But also my profession is a helper. I professionally help people on a regular basis, which is also a part of the avoidance and not doing self-examination. I can help other people. But in the midst of it, all my stuff always comes up. I had to learn how to keep good boundaries so that I didn't do transferring of my stuff onto other people or try to work out my life situations through their lives. So I'm thankful for your call this morning. I'm thankful my butt is not as big as it used to be because now I got a butt God. Every time I say something, like, but God said, you know, and yesterday I've been off work a couple of months and I have to go walking in the mornings because my brain gets all messed up because I'm not able to do what I'm used to doing. So I was out there walking, and the song How Excellent came into my brain. I started singing it, and because of God's excellence, I'm excellent. That poem I shared a few weeks ago saying that it's my greatest fear is about the power that's within me. That was one of my buts. I was afraid of how powerful I really am. And to God be the glory, today my butt is not that big. It's getting smaller. It can fit in my clothes better. You know, I ain't got the better extra suitcase to try to load it up like we're going to be talking about. My butts are smaller. And I'm grateful for that. And this call helps me to be mindful that my butt ain't as big as it used to be. I would be turning the corner and my butt might still be running behind me trying to catch up. So I am really grateful for the reinforcement of our call that continues to call us to the mat for self-examination, taking personal responsibility for our action, to stop blaming others. That's the hindrance. And even stop blaming ourselves as we live out the daily word. Thank you, sister. I love you guys. Have a great morning.
Go on, Miss D. Get your butt out the way, girl. I love it. You know, I just love God, the way that he gets our attention. And I know we need to get ready to wrap it up because it's getting close to the hour. Was there somebody else who had something really pressing that you wanted to share before we get ready to end? Okay. Well, I do, and it's found in my favorite book, and I want you to hear my heart on this. It's Proverbs, you know, not my heart. These are the words our daddy penned for us, Proverbs 6 through 19. And I'm going to read from the Common English Bible. It says I'm going to read from the King James first. These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that deviseth wicked imagination, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. Let me read it in the Common English Bible. There are six things that the Lord hates, seven things detestable to him: snobbish eyes, a lying tongue, hands that spill innocent blood, a heart set on wicked plans, feet that run quickly to evil, a false witness who breathes lies, and one who causes conflict among relatives. My goodness, God hates pride. Got your nose up in the air. That's your butt. Looking down on people because they don't have the money or the economical status or the education or the whatever you want to call it. Looking down on others because of who you think you are and what you think you've accomplished. You didn't do nothing by yourself. Somebody helped to get you to where you are. How dare you look down on others because they're homeless, because they are mentally ill, because they are substance abusers, because they got big butts? How dare you do that? You got a butt. You can't see it because of that. You want to correct people. They got a little toothpick of a problem, and you got a whole forest of a problem. You got a forest full of butts. We can't do that, people of God. We can't do that, Victor. We can, no matter how much we think we've accomplished, you didn't get there by yourself. And we don't have the right to look down on others. We don't have, and this is me too. You know, that whole religiosity, that was a big butt for me. And I thank God that he's slowly allowed that thing to get whittled down to almost nothing. I constantly try, and every now and then my butt tries to grow, and I'll put that joker back, I'll go on a diet in a minute to get that joker back in check. Because I want to please God with all of my heart. The last thing that I want to do is have God detest me because of a proud look or a lying tongue or any of those things that he hates. Proverbs 6 through 19, you might want to read that on your own. Because pride is a big deal for God. It's a big deal for him. So with that said, it's 8 a.m. I know that you all have things that you need to do. Some of y'all need to address your butt. We want to give you time to do that. Some of y'all need to sit in your butt, to think about what we talked about, pun intended, so that we can improve, y'all, so that we can improve. So listen, go and grow, not your butt, but you go and you grow as a person. We'll see y'all tomorrow back at the same bat station without your butts, the same bat time without your butts. Don't be late. And y'all have a great day today. Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
You
too, Tim. Love you guys.
Love you
guys. It's 6 o'clock, some of you guys. Have a great day.
Bless you, Tim.
God bless you.
Keep it alive. God bless.
God bless you.
Love you.